Here in Washington, the White House expressed great concern over the loss of civilian lives in the NATO attack. And in Europe, many governments said the airstrike undermines NATO's efforts to fight the Taliban. As Anand Naidu explains, the incident could trigger a backlash from the Afghan people.
The attack in Kunduz comes at a time when U.S. and NATO forces were already facing fierce criticism for the high level of civilian casualties they had inflicted on the country. It prompted a warning from the local member of parliament, who told Al Jazeera that if foreign forces continue to cause civilian deaths, the people of Afghanistan would turn against them.
It is very important for us because the NATO is promising to the people of Afghanistan and to the government of Afghanistan they will avoid airstrikes when they are fighting with the Taliban, but still they are not avoiding the airstrikes. It is the big problem which during the airstrikes we are losing a lot of civilians.
NATO said aircraft surveillance had positively identified what it termed insurgents in the vehicles before they opened fire. It initially said it believed the casualties were all Taliban fighters, but later acknowledged that large numbers of civilians were being treated in nearby hospitals. A NATO spokesman said the organization deeply regretted the loss of civilian life.
ISAF will do whatever needs to be done to investigate, but to also provide support, including medical aid, because it is important that we do this for our Afghan brothers.
The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, said 90 people were killed in the attack, most of them in the explosions that followed the bombing. Expressing deep sorrow for the loss of life, Karzai warned that targeting civilians was unacceptable in any form. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Miliband echoed concerns over civilian deaths and said NATO risks undermining local support after this latest coalition airstrike.
In the American effort.
And in Washington, the United States Defense Secretary Robert Gates said in an interview with Al Jazeera that the high civilian casualty rate is a problem for the Allied effort in Afghanistan.
That the Afghan people continue to believe that we are their friends, we are their partners, and we are there to help them. And so civilian casualties are a problem for us, and we are doing everything conceivable to try and avoid them.
U.S. officials in Afghanistan say they are still awaiting the results of the joint investigation being carried out by NATO and the Afghan government before making any statement. Anand Naidu, Al Jazeera, Washington.